video cameras round to all these homes, getting it set up every time. It's
dinner. Yes, that's dinner.
What is that?
Say, Mummy, what's that?
What's that?
Dinner. Well, that must be something in the creche that they say, the lunchtime.
Yes, because they usually say lunch, don't they?
Dinner.
What are those? Spoon? Do you eat with spoon and?
Obviously, you're not, she's not potty trained yet.
No.
Have you sort of thought anything about that?
Yes, she's. We thought we'd probably get one soon to have around following nursing. She does show interest. She is aware when she's got a 30-year-old and says poo-poo, in fact.
Yeah.
So she's very interested in us keeping the loop.
Right.
So,
yes,
that's a
good start.
She likes to get a bit of blue paper and put it in the loo.
That's good.
So we'll probably start.
I don't know, it's lights.
That's always a boom thing you're over that phase, isn't it?
Let's see if she'll say what the things are.
What are those, Manuela?
Oh. I'm not going to bother saying it, I know exactly what it is.
What is that? It says.
You said a bit earlier actually, she said guttle, which is her word for it.
Yeah. That's just confusing for me, so I don't know what happened to me.
Being turned into a researcher as well, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, there's another.
Is your husband at the university as well?
No, he works in London. He commutes.
Oh, I think I'm going to be telling you.
Nina! No, that's not Nina. That's those are flowers.
The next assessment that she has must be about two and a half, which is a more formal assessment. She has the medical part with the doctor as well.
Mm-hmm. That's
use Penelope quite a lot.
Not as much as we did when she was small. I suppose a bit
quite sensible, isn't it?
Yes.
Egg for supper.
Yes.
Brow, what's brow?
I don't know.
Well, she knows what it is.
I think she'll have us on quite soon. I think she does.
She is a little brow, I'm sure she is, yeah. You're a little poppet, aren't you? You like your new shoes.
Yeah.
Quite a little character you are, I can see that. She got some special friends at the school.
She hasn't really started making friends. She knows some of their names and she'll point them out. But she hasn't shown attachment to any particular one.
But she generally plays well with other children.
Yes.
Because
yes,
I think sometimes at this age they haven't quite developed the idea of sharing or otherness yet, have they? You can often get them sort of spats with the children.
Danny's got boots on today, it was so cold.
She does play a lot with
other children. No areas that you're concerned about then, health-wise or development? Yes. You feel that she's...
No, I don't think so. I've measured her and weighed her recently and I don't know if that's part of what you have to do.
Yeah, I'm going to do a head circumference in.
Yes.
If you've weighed her, that would be useful.
I did it a couple of weeks ago. I then looked at the chart on the norms and I noticed that she was about normal on circumference and weight, but she was, I think she was shorter than normal.
Mm. Was it a centile chart that you tracked up against? Whereabouts is she?
She was in the height, I think she was quite, she was within the normal distribution, but about I don't know, the fifth.
At the lower, somewhere around the third or tenth centile, probably. Was she around the same weight wise or a little bit more?
Weighs.
There's some more lights.
Where are the other lights? She only gained half a pound while we were away.
What are those?
She's 1 stone 9 foot 11.
That's common anyway.
Yes, that's right.
You know, for their weight gains will obviously even out quite a lot. Things like that, a pound. She sounds to me that's 23 pounds for her age. She's not a huge child, bear in mind. She's quite small.
that's well, do you think normal. Do you think that that's about normal then?
Yes, I do. Obviously, I mean, if I didn't, unless I've got a centile chart and I can accurately sort of look at my height and weight, it's difficult to say, but certainly 23 pounds for a child of this age who is quite short sounds very, very average. But I think the thing is, obviously, their interest is taken up with so many other things at the moment that.
Do you?
Let me
see.
Look, Manuela.
What am I doing?
I don't understand. Minute, you're going to let me.
That's a clever girl.
No, you're not going to let me do it, are you?
Yeah,
because maybe she'll. Oh, we're on TV. I suddenly thought that looks familiar.
It's a good girl. You don't mind mummy doing it, do you?
49, it looks like.
Oh,
that,
good
could
girl.
That be inaccurate? If I measure
it
right.
That's
she's
fine.
Got
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, 49.
Super, thanks. Yeah, that sounds lovely.
Average.
Let me have a look and see if I've got a
bricks.
Whoopsie daisy! What I'll do when I go back to the clinic, I'll put this on the centile chart in the records. Obviously, if there's anything abnormal,
I've got the health record booklet for her upstairs.
She's got this word douche, which she seems to be invented, which means something about going up.
Oh, douche. Yes, all right, then do it too.
That's strange. There's no Spanish word that could be equivalent, obviously.
Well, it might come from dulce, two, one, two, or something.
Oh!
Might be something to do with Sergio, because he spends all his time building bricks.
Yes.
I think it must be uno, dos.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it must be, because
Danny she says douche when she wants to go upstairs.
Oh, well. Did she?
Does she count upstairs?
There you are.
Oh,
sure, you got.
Oh, dear.
You had three bricks there.
Oh, dear, yes, that's the reason she's always saying it. Do you count the stairs as you go up? As you usually often do with children, she might have got that idea from counting up the stairs. You know.
Well, I think she might generalise the idea of the bricks on top of one another to go upstairs.
Yeah, she might.
Well, she did that beautifully, didn't you?
Well,
that is so idea a lot when things fall down.
No.
This is in kilograms now.
Lots of all these nice bricks.
Kilos.
Must be.
I've got a dual weight thing.
Can you place 3 pounds of bricks divided by about
2.2? Yes, bricks.
Yeah.
I think it's about.
Oh,
you clever girl.
Have you found them? Is there another one there? Yes, there is. That's clever.
What did she do?
She knew there was one more I hadn't found.
Now,
I wasn't sure.
Know she knew.
Well, because she went on looking and found it. That was clever, Manuela, wasn't it? That was what she was so funny last week in your room, because I dropped an apple all over the place and she kept going and sticking her nose on things and saying, apple, apple. We kept finding more and more. She hadn't missed one single one.
It's about 10.7 kilos.
Come on, Liz.
And she's, how many months? She's just 18.
19.
Oh, no, I don't think we'd throw them, Manuela.
She does, though.
Come on,
she's
then.
Just below the 50th centile
for
weight, but there's no equivalent height thing in here, unfortunately.
I thought there was because I thought I checked it against that.
Should we check it on the weight chart?
Length chart, that's what I was
Sorry, you were looking at length. No, I was thinking of head circumference.
Oh, sorry.
When she was for her length, you say she was just. Whereabouts roughly was she on there?
Yes, do it. I'm sure that's what she's doing.
Near the
50s. I should probably check. If you like, I can just check quickly.
If you want, because
she, I still don't
know. Yes, he is counting, Margaret. Do it. She's counting. Yes.
That's
no, they all fell down.
One of us.
I think Sergio might have counted up the stairs with her.
Oh dear. You're performing beautifully, aren't you?
Can I just borrow your tape measure and I can measure the watch because I've got it marked on the door.
Right.
I can tell you what she was at least when we got back from.
There's no hair circumference chart in here, I'm afraid, but I've checked that when I get back to the clinic. Sure, it'll be okay. 2 separate things.
Yes.
77.5 centimetres. Actually, that measurement was at the end of November, but I think I've checked her again. I don't think she's grown.
That's right.
So it was the end of November.
Yes, but I think she. I don't think there's much difference.
Okay.
So what was
I can take her up and just check her again if you like.
Yeah. What was she then?
77.5.
Granny's got a very big
centimetres.
How many, sorry? 77.5.
Almost
78. Right, so
Granny's head. Surely you'd like to know the
measurement. Well, Granny's always had a very big head for her small stature. I always had took very big hats for a tiny child.
Yeah, I've got a huge head as
well. Of course, it was hair partly on my case, but my mother was really
slow. So, 77 about there. So as you can see, she's. As far as I've put that on the 18-month one because she was a bit younger there. She's
right.
Between the 30 and the 50s, and she's just a little bit higher in terms of...
That's what I thought,
In terms of her weight.
So in terms of her weight's okay for her height?
Yeah, absolutely fine. I mean, obviously, if her weight was down here and her height's up here, then there's so much of a discrepancy.
Mm.
They're never completely going to tie in at this age because, obviously, they're going to be... weeks or months when the child is off of food for other reasons that illness. So a general pattern over a period of say 6 months will reveal whether there is a problem or not.
Mm.
But she was how heavy at birth? She's 3.76 kilos.
Yes.
So she was quite a large baby.
She was very late
baby.
Though, wasn't she?
Yes.
Mm. I mean she's actually at birth on the 97th centile. So her weight and height are not actually as much as we would expect.
No.
But they are both her weight and height are running nicely together.
Mm.
And I think if we had a head circumference chart as well, we'd see that that was also with the 50th, just below the 50th centile. So
do you expect their height and weight at this stage to still correlate with birth?
I think what we're looking for more at this age is them to correlate more together with the head circumference.
Yes, exactly.
Rather than be too concerned.
Birth weight isn't always related.
No, it isn't really, not at this age, but with birth weight, we're looking, obviously, we need to know that, let's say, the first 6 months.
Yes, exactly.
But when
she was 2 weeks
age,
late,
yes.
So that could have made her.
Yes, she was exactly the same as Margaret did, and Margaret was dead on the day.
That's not true, I waited.
Well, 7:15. No, 17. Oh, 7:15 you were, yes, practically the same, 8 pounds.
Yeah. Right, so.
She's lovely. It does have a head circumference here.
Oh, wait.
Very brave and shrunk. There's a lot of important things.
I must be looking at that. I'm sorry, I didn't.
There we are.
What do we say? She's
49.
Can we be back? No, it isn't ours. No.
Give it to Jane, Manuela, please.
Will you give it to Jane on the sofa?
Oh, yes.
And
her actually, her head circumference is just above the 50th centile. Not that much so. But bear in mind growth spurts.
Bear in mind her
yes.
grandmother's and father's large heads.
Yes, exactly. So,
There's nothing to worry about.
She's like a grandmother, she wouldn't ever have any growth spurts. I was always promised that I would grow when I was 14.
Really?
I never
did. You might be tall. You're both in teeth, aren't you? How much do you weigh?
Well, I now weigh 7.5 stone, but I was a bit more.
Wow, that's good to be in small packages.
Will you get the tape to James?
Well, there is a great discrepancy in both sides of the family for Margaret and Sergio, isn't there? Tall and short people.
Not so much in his family.
Taller. He's very short for the family.
Yes, yes, I suppose that's
true. Because on my side of the family, Margaret's father's very tall, and my father, for instance, was very short. So that's
Well, I'm considered very tall in my family, if that will give you an indication how short we are in Wales. I'm only 5'4". I tower above my sister and my mother.
Could you give the tape back to James?
Shall we put things in there?
You put them in the bag.
I mean, what a good girl.
And does Teddy go in the bag too?
Shall we put Teddy in the bag?
She's in a miniature scenes just about. She's going to measure me up.
Put Teddy in as well.
Can you put Teddy in a bag so I can take him home? I'll take him home to bed. Good girl.
Can you put that in as well?
Thank you. And we put the tape measure in. Oh, you are a good girl.
Can you fold it up?
See if we can fold it up a bit. See if we can do that. Aren't you clever? I think, you know, as you say, that one word characterises this age is ambivalence in every sense of the word. I'm doing this course with Barbara Lloyd, I presume you might know.
Yes.
It's quite interesting, actually, because you can, talking about children and how they react to certain situations from a psychoanalytic point of view, so I really add some sort of richness to this seminars when some of the students...
That's right, she's a trained psychoanalyst.
That's right. Very unnerving talking to her, because I was thinking, oh God, she's looking right through me. It doesn't work like that at all,
Bed, no, the bed's going, the teddy's got to go in the bed.
Home. I think she doesn't like the teddy being out of the
bed.
Oh,
I see.
Should we put him back in the bed?
Yeah, put him back to, she's remembered
she that. She likes things to be complete
like
and round
don't you?
Now she's waving goodbye to it. Goodbye, Teddy.
Teddy, go to bed, darling. Yes, I thought he should do.
Yeah.
And you take that.
You must keep your doggy, mustn't you? You mustn't take him home. Blimey, I've been...
We had one point where we were going through one of the security checks in one of the airports on the way, and she was carrying her dog, and the security guard made as if to take the dog away to check it. And I said, oh, I don't think she's going to like it if you take it away. And he said, oh, all right then. So he checked it very nicely without taking it away.
Wasn't that
just the sort of thing that might be
Yeah, I'm sure people do try things like that. You don't exactly look like Helen. What were you in South America for? Was it just a holiday or?
Family. Visiting.
Oh, lovely.
Sergio's family in Miami when his wedding.
Yes, you can have
to
say.
And also Panama and South America.
That's right. It's your gift because it belongs in her bag. You put it in.
I think I learned more coming here to talk to you than we do. When will you finish your research?
Well, it's a 2-year project, so it's going on until she's 3 and a bit.
And she has the sole subject?
She is for the moment.
Yeah.
But it's amazing, actually, how much I'm not going to be able to do, because it's very detailed kind of stuff, and I'm only going to be able to focus on certain aspects of it, so there's a lot more I could do.
Very sort of Piaget, isn't it? Sort of very in-depth study of one child. And
if you look at the language, it's so detailed. It's got so much data that you don't know what to do with it, really. I'm only going to be looking at stop consonants, just those consonants of a particular kind that occur at the beginning of the word, so then we ignore them.
With my little research project that I did for final science, I did some data analysis of my videos for what I was trying to find out was what sort of verbal interaction was going on between the parent and child. And,
oh, did you?
Just because the transcription is very.
That's right. Well, also as well, when you know sort of quite inexperienced with these things as I am, it's knowing what to look for and knowing the sort of shortcuts and. I
think that's right.
Yeah. Right.
Manuela.
Come on, Granny. Shall we see what's in the box?
Come see Granny. Mummy, see you later. Will you be all right then?
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Come on, we're having a little play, shall we? Mm-hmm. Oh, what's in here, darling?
Come see Granny.
She may be tired. I thought she was beginning to get a little bit tired. Manuela, look, darling. What's in here? That's right. Has she been changed?
Not, I think, since just about 9:30. No, just after 9:00 she was.
Well, what she changed before she goes out?
Probably. You know to manage. Do you keep an eye on the monitor?
Come on, Manuela. Oh look, who's this?
I'll leave you to.
Yes. Come on, darling.
It'll be a bit warmer if you close the door.
Yeah. Come on, let's shut the door. Come on.
See you later.
Bye bye, Mummy. Come in with Granny. Mummy, come later. That's right.
We go back.
Yes, we go out baggy later. Come on, sweetheart. We go in the back. Oh, she's always doing that ready to strap up. No, we're not going in it now, darling.
Have your coat on. Later?
No, not yet, sweetheart. No, we're not going out. Look, come on, grab the sitting room. Look, show Danny. What's in the box? We can go today, can't we? It's not in the box. There. Oh, let's get things out of the box. You show Granny what is in the box.
Oh,
that's a lovely book. Shall we read the book? You tell Granny. Who's that?
Yeah.
Boy. Yes. And they're having their tea. Sitting up there. Table. Shall we turn over?
Ooh.
Ooh. Is it hot? What's that, Donna? That's the little boys. What's this? Riding on a eating the grass there.
More.
He likes riding there. Eating the carrot, isn't he? Eating the carrot. Look. Cats and
woof.
Woof. And that dog's got a bone. Is this Manuela? Yes, ball. Dogs like playing with balls, don't they? Like Manuela does. Yes, and that cat's holding a. Yes, and what's he got in his mouth? That's a cat with a fish. Fish.
Grandma?
What's that? Is that what they say? There's a
bucket.
Yes, a bucket, it says the clever girl. She's feeding the hens, feeding the chickens. And she's wearing a, what's she got on her head? She's wearing a hat, yes. What's this, Manuela? Do you know? What is it? It's a goat. A nanny goat. What is it? Oh, no. They're all eating too, aren't they? Fun? And that little boy's eating a sandwich. What are these?
Ball?
Or are they a balloon? It's a ball. They're having a party, aren't they? And there's a lovely cake, isn't it? Yes, and they're wearing a funny hat. They're having a lovely time. Who's that watching? Who's watching? You love dog. Are you tired, girly, now? It's the time. Tired, are you? Going to sleep soon in the buggy. I'm going to change you in a minute, shall I? Anything else in here? What's this? Granny, do it. Granny Susan, put it on.
No.
No, we won't have it on there, don't we? What else can you find? What's this here? What's that?
Can I get it? What do you want?
Wow, it was such a game. You like that, don't you?
Put it on. Granny's got one on. Look, here's Granny's. It's Granny's watch. Granny's. Clock. Yes. Clock. Many others. I think it's broken. Yes, it won't go on. Just hold it like that. Yeah, that's right. Won't go on, will it? Are you going to get dog and have the clock on him? Put the clock in the shoe.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Take out and change your nappy. Sorry, Manuela. You put the toys in the box and go and change you. Say goodbye, toys. Change your nappy, Manuela.
Yes.
Where's he going?